to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So here we are with another Agent Talks, and I'm excited to have Sarah Gallegos join us. She's been a friend for years. I don't even know, Sarah. I think we've known each other 8 years or something at this point. But absolutely rock star. She's killing it in her business. She's got a small team, but they're stealth. And it's primarily made with her husband, herself, and now her sister's just joined her. But Rod and Sarah, they make a dynamic duo. They are currently with RE/MAX. And Sarah, as I'm talking to you, you just made that transition recently to continue to build your, not only your business, but your acumen, access to training, the support. I think it was a great move for a lot of reasons. But focusing in on today, I want to really hear, we're all up against this COVID, right? It's the talk. It's keeping us all at home. And it can be overwhelming. So how are you addressing COVID with yourself, with Rod, with your sister, keeping the positivity level up, the energy level up, and being able to support your clients?
Me, a coach, is a non-negotiable. So it's one of those things where I think a coach really keeps you on track, and it's been incredibly valuable through this whole entire situation. One of the biggest things that I've learned is to stay out of the news as much as possible. There's a lot of anxiety that comes with the news. There's a lot of fear that comes with the news, and to stay out of it is key. I mean, I think you need to stay informed as far as, okay, what's government shutdowns and things like that. Keeping out of the news for me is probably one of the biggest things. It just keeps yourself in a positive mindset, or as positive as it can be. I think also when things like this happen, we have five essential things we need as humans. We need self-esteem, right? We need control, we need orientation, attachment, and we also need pleasure. And especially in a situation like this, I think having your sense of control and your sense of orientation have been completely lost, or can be completely lost. And even with attachment, because you're not seeing people physically, you're not hugging them, you're not shaking their hands. And so for us, some of the things that have really helped us to kind of be oriented, to be in control, and I've written them down here, but scheduling your day out. So really getting up in the morning, getting ready, putting your makeup on, putting your jewelry on, and having a schedule. So whether that's what you were doing before, where you get up, you work out, you come back, you take a shower, and then you get your day started, right? That gives you some kind of orientation, right? Also, scheduling self-time. So if you need to take time to go by yourself, to go sit in the corner, read your book and have a glass of wine, or take a bath, or whatever it is, but really scheduling like that time to be by yourself, I think is huge. One of the big things for us has been having projects. And we took on painting the outside of our house. And we took that on about 3 weeks ago. And that has been a saving grace for us because the weather's nice. We'll go out in the afternoons after we're done working and we'll go paint our house for 2 or 3 hours. And we're almost done.
So that's awesome.
But there's goals, right? I mean, there's goals that you have, and it gives you that brain, or your brain, that sense of orientation. Something else is, you know, meditating. Meditating's huge. And just taking that time to just really relax your breath, really relax your mind, and just focusing in on just the positivity. And then as far as your self-esteem goes, I know a lot of times it's, especially in situations like this, don't be afraid to ask your partner, your loved ones, whoever's in the household with you, what you need. So if you need a hug, if you need to be, a lot of us need that positive reinforcement or that affirmations or whatever it may be. Don't be afraid to ask that from your spouse or your partner, or like I said, whoever's in your household that you need that from. And then affirmations too. I think affirmations go a long way. And probably one of the really great things about all of this too is ask yourself what your opportunity is right now that you didn't have last year at this time. So there's a lot of opportunities. You just have to look for them and what they are. What opportunity do you have right now that you didn't have a year ago, even 60 days ago? What's that opportunity?
There are so many things that you could be doing right now. And I think we were talking about this. We've all been here for about a month now, mm-hmm. and trying to figure out who we are in this space. And I love those very intentional tactics that you just walk through, really allow you to get self-centered again, right? And grounded. I love the idea of routine. I'm a huge fan, and I talk about that all the time as well. I still get dressed, and I was making fun with one of my friends, and I still wear my heels every day. I'm not walking into work with my slippers on, but it's about really finding peace mm-hmm. in the midst of all this turmoil. And when you find that you can get settled and centered, then you can find those opportunities because they're abundant and there are going to be people that are going to be brilliant in business when we come out of this yeah. and they're going to have a head start. And it's going to be those people that have figured out how to center themselves to relax and de-stress enough to look for those opportunities.
Absolutely.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at The Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting TheRuthTeam.com. That's TheRuthTeam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
So how are you staying positive, Sarah? That was phenomenal. And I love that. And I'm excited to share it. So how are you staying positively engaged with your clients? So you're using the tactics that you just walked through. You centered yourself. What are you doing from an outward perspective?
So for me, the conversation, so really reaching out to my database, that's been huge. And if it's just even a handful of really meaningful conversations, I mean, and the conversations that I'm having right now with my database are so much more deep. They're so much more intentional. People are really connecting at a much higher level because, again, they need that sense of attachment, which I don't feel like, you know, they're not getting from other places. And so the conversations have been amazing. So really reaching out to the database. I've been doing videos. So one of the things that I've done is, and it's because of you, is BombBomb. And doing the BombBomb, I started implementing BombBomb video and having the pieces of marketing that go out a lot more intentional and personal than, you know, just the blanket campaigns that a lot of, you know, a lot of CRMs have. So that's been huge. There's a book that I'm reading right now. It's called Mindset, and it's by Carol Dweck, I believe is who it is.
Okay.
It talks about a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, and really being in that growth mindset and not being afraid to fail at something, even if you might not do it perfectly, but being able to at least do it and learn from whatever, you know, mistakes that you do. I learned how to fumble my way around iMovie and okay, I'm going to learn this. If I don't do it perfectly, that's okay, but at least I'm learning it. And I'm really finding the opportunity to work on my business instead of in my business right now, which, you know, implementing new systems, doing new things, and seeing what works and what doesn't. And I think it's a perfect opportunity for that right now.
I agree. And it's okay to not be perfect. You can't come out of the gate, and many of us can't come out of the gate and be perfect. But the fact that you're willing to jump in and make some mistakes and just be real, people just want to connect with real right now. I love that. So you're reaching out, and the going deep with people and really listening to what's going on in their lives.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on with everybody. Every conversation I have now is probably 5 times longer than it had been in the past. We were kind of like working through work, and now we got to protect each other's hearts.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like there's no judgment right now either. You know, I think that, you know, everybody's trying to figure this out together. If you can learn by somebody else's example, take it and run with it. You know, we're all in this to share it together.
And a book I'm reading right now is Infinite Game by Simon Sinek, which actually goes really well with that mindset. It's not a finish line. It's just a continued growth. So I'm going to pick up the mindset book. So thank you for that.
Yes.
So, Sarah, as we wrap up, any final thoughts, things that you want to share with how people, realtors specifically, real estate agents, can engage in this time?
I think really connecting with your database, I think that's probably the biggest, that's the biggest key that I think that's the biggest thing anybody can do right now, is really truly having a conversation, picking up that phone and having those conversations. So perfect. I really honestly do think that, and learning video, because I think that's the way everything's going to go.
And we're all on Zoom anyway. You might as well just own it.
I know. You're putting on some great classes. So
so funny. I'm like, everybody needs to turn their camera on. They're like, no. I'm like, turn it on.
People hate the way they look and people hate the way they sound. And you just got to get over it.
You do. It is true. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me today. I know that this is going to be just incredibly impactful to some folks. And, you know, if it helps even just one. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Nicole. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at TheDoubleCommaClub.com. or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories, get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com.